For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Hamas terrorists have released four female Israeli soldiers held captive during the war in the Gaza Strip. Israel released 200 prisoners in return. This is the second exchange since a fragile ceasefire took effect last weekend. Fighting in Gaza has been put off for at least 6 weeks to allow for exchanges. Pete Hegseth is now Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, but Fox's Jill Netto reports it was a close call.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed was concerned about allegations against Hegseth.
Alcohol abuse, infidelity, sexual harassment and abuse, and toxic work environments.
Republicans Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell joined Democrats in voting no, but other Republicans backed Hegseth, saying he's a veteran who's right for the job. Vice President Vance was on hand to cast the tie-breaking vote.
The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Hegseth is going to lead about 2 million service members with a budget of $850 billion.
President Trump pledged federal support while visiting fire-ravaged Los Angeles. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
President Trump telling officials in L.A.
The federal government standing behind you 100%.
Vowing to waive all federal permits to help rebuild and doubling down on his criticism of FEMA after suggesting he was considering getting rid of the agency.
You don't need FEMA. You need a good state government.
Also saying he wants to boost California's water resources.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, who welcomed the president at the airport, has said the state water project has nothing to do with firefighting resources, but thanked him for his visit, saying Californians need his support.
Before going to California, Trump visited Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina. The administration is also helping that recovery effort.
President Trump announcing an executive order to help with North Carolina's storm recovery.
Slashing all red tape and bureaucratic barriers and permits to ensure the rapid reconstruction of the roads here in western North Carolina.
The president also revealing he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, suggesting instead of having relief funds run through FEMA, he could provide money directly to states. FEMA says it's approved more than $316 million in financial assistance to North Carolina hurricane victims and more than $200 million in low-interest loans from the Small Business Administration.
Target is joining Walmart and a number of other corporations in scaling back diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, initiatives. Changes include no longer participating in a human rights campaign scoring system and a return to a supplier policy that is based on merit and not preferential treatment. Activist Robbie Starbuck applauds the move in a video posted on X. Investigators say the student who opened fire in a Tennessee school this week was influenced by material he found on, quote, harmful websites. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Metro Nashville police say 17-year-old Solomon Henderson was, quote, significantly influenced by online material, saying that during a search of his home, detectives found two documents they believe were created by him on non-traditional web pages that they describe as sites that most would find harmful and objectionable. Henderson opened fire in the cafeteria of Antioch High School on Wednesday, killing a 16-year-old girl and injuring a 17-year-old boy with a bullet graze before turning the gun on himself. Police say the pistol used in the shooting was bought in Arizona in 2022 and had not been reported stolen. Federal ATF agents are working with police to determine how Henderson acquired the handgun.
In final news, the Supreme Court will decide if Oklahoma can open the nation's first religious charter school. The school in question is a Catholic school, and some office holders have been concerned about a religious charter school. But Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Jim Campbell says Oklahoma families are better off with more educational choices, not fewer. Find more news on AFN.net. Be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on X. Thanks for listening.